Hi folks, it's February the 3rd, 2013, quarter past 6 p.m. GMT here in the UK, and it's day 3 of the At Sawyer GB February Challenge. And Jonathan Sawyer's question for today is, am I an introvert or an extrovert? Well, I would say, fundamentally, I'm an introvert. However, I do come across as an extrovert. And this is the old sort of thing where we talk about actors. Actors are shy and they become actors to overcome. And it's another way of dealing with their shyness. They can be somebody else, if you like. And that works for me. Inside, I'm quite shy and quite retiring. But outside, I'm not. Publicly, I'm not. And this is a way of masking my own insecurities or my own early fears that I had since a childhood. When I grew up, my father died at an early age, and I blanked out 9 months of my memory that I still don't recall around about that time. And it turned me into quite a shy person, quite a frightful child. And then as I grew up, my mother would talk to me about all her problems as if I was a young adult, really. And so from the age of sort of 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 and onwards, I was given this sort of responsibility. And that sort of took priority over my own introvertness, if that's the right word. I had to deal with things that, you don't normally deal with until you're a little older. This is no bad thing, because what it did was it gave me strength ultimately to express myself when I couldn't do it before. And at school, up until I was in sixth form and college, really, I was quite shy and retiring. I didn't really date until, well, I had apart from a brief period of dating about 4 girls in the space of 2 weeks when I moved from one school to another. All the girls seemed to want to go out with me when I was 13. But I didn't really date until I was 16. Not that I wasn't interested in girls, but like I say, I was quite shy. I was always an introvert then. Until I went away, I worked at Butlins. I went into the army for a short period of time, came out of there, and then went to work for Butlins at the holiday camps. Now, the army taught me a lot of things about confidence, but it didn't give me a way to express it because I wasn't there long enough. And then I went to work at Butlins holiday camp, and I did 2 years at Butlins and Pontins. And that really brought me out of my shell. We are talking the early 80s, early to mid 80s. And in those days, everything went. Everything was possible. This is the days before the AIDS epidemic. In fact, it was in 1984 when I think it was Rock Hudson who first rocked the world and brought AIDS to the world. And I'm bringing this up because I was a young lad. Sex was freely available. The girls seemed to be very interested. And this brought me out of my shell. And once I discovered girls, everything else was possible. And this is often the case for young lads, isn't it? And young girls, when they discover interest, when they discover the opposite sex for the first time properly. And so that brought me out of my shell. And of course, drinking started, and I took drugs in those days. Nothing too major, but I did go through periods of time. But all this added experience to my life. And then as I developed and grew on, those experiences stayed with me. I didn't continue those particular traits, but I became more and more confident in myself. And although inherently I would rather not be the quiet one, but I like conversation, I like enjoying in activities, but I never really wanted to lead that sort of conversations or be the first to make a point or first to engage. But that changed over the years, and I quite enjoy conversation, I quite enjoy debating, I quite enjoy socialising. And as I did that, I became more and more extroverted. And I suppose a lot of people are neither an introvert nor extrovert. They just have a happy medium. And so within myself now, as I see myself as really just an average bloke. But when I'm out and about, if this situation arises, I can play the fool. I can be quite extroverted. I'm quite gregarious. I don't mind conversations. I don't mind having a laugh and a joke, and I don't mind being quite loud. I don't mind any of those things. But at the same time, I can be quiet. And if other people, what I try and do is, if I'm in a situation where I don't know too many people, and it's a big group of people, I'll tend to be quiet and just stand back and listen until I can Until I get involved in conversations or involved in activities, and once I get comfortable with the people around me, once I get comfortable with that sort of thing, then I sort of become more extroverted, if you like. And so that's really what it is. I suppose ultimately I'm an extrovert because that's my public persona. That's what I give out. People who know me deeply know that it's not quite so true, but to get to know me deeply is very difficult to do. Because, again, it's like a mask almost sometimes, and it's become a mask that I have virtually permanently fixed to myself. I know who I am inside, but it's not necessarily the same as what people see me on the outside. And I'm not talking here about anything deep or meaningful, but just on this idea of being an introvert or an extrovert. Anyway, there were my thoughts, and that was my answer. And that was day 3 of the February challenge here on Audioboo. And it's the Jonathan Sawyer at Sawyer GB. February challenge. I'm not doing the Audioboo one. I don't have the time to do both. I was going to try initially, but I'm quite happy with this set of questions, and I'm hoping that the next set will come out soon. And I know that there's a lot in the community who are posting questions, especially over on the audio channel, on the audio community on G+. That community is run and started by Ern Mander here on Audioboo and All Good Social Networks. And other audio channels too. It's a place for all audio related stuff. If you go over there, you'll see a February list of all things to do with February. Audio boos, voice bows, and other audios are posted there, comments on audio, everything audio really. And that's where the questions, we're posting questions there and putting, we can post questions anywhere, but we're sending them over to at SawyerGB on Twitter. There is an email address on the audio community on G+, or we can simply tag Jonathan Sawyer on G+, and he'll receive those questions. Anyway, that's enough rambling. Thanks for listening, and as always, if applicable, God bless.